Morning, Rabbi Sai. Today's our final day on the subject of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid and the Hakpodah about building houses. And I've left the sefer and my notes inside the car, and it's too late for me to go and get it, so I'll just tell you what I remember by heart. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is good news for everybody because we'll have a Rosh Chodesh collection. I also want to mention that today Family Gilbert got up from Shiva. And Winston Gilbert was a member of Torah Way, a regular. He was also a contributor monthly to the monthly collection. And his neshama shall have an aliyah. So finally, just to say, the Hakpoda of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, did it apply only to houses? What about other buildings, like a Beis HaMedrash? What about a Beis HaKnesses? What about a mikveh? What about a clubhouse? Any other communal use? So the Mefoshim says follows. First of all, in the Loshon of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, he only spoke about houses. He spoke about also to build a bais out of Avonim. And then he said afterwards about living there, that you're not allowed to live there. So it's mashma, there was only in the Loshon of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid L'chatchila, was only a bais ledira. If it's a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses in Chutz La'aretz, then the Gemara says in Megillah, those will be permanent, but they will be moved over to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there can be no criticism if you build a Bayis Shel Avonim of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, then that's not a problem for us. Because that will be permanent, right? There's no sense there that there's a problem. Two other things that the Mefarshim bring down. Number one, they say that there's a klal of shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovaro, and therefore they say that all these chashoshes that the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid had about the bayis shel avonim, about the spooky spirits that are going to take over and kill the chas and the residents and all that sort of thing, they say either it only what they say is that if a person is building a building which is there for a Beis HaKnesses, a space for a Beis HaMedrash, or a mikveh, or a school, or any other purpose which is a tashmish de kedusha for the public, then the shein dalads, the various spirits, the various bad influences, don't have any influence over such a thing. Bischus the rabbim. The schus of the rabbim is mesayeya, that thing. So therefore, the conclusion is that the hakpoda of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was pashtus only on houses, specifically houses of stone. Yeah, to build a house out of stone, out of other materials, they're clear, but basically it's a house of stone, and there isn't a problem if you're building a communal building of any description.
Started at Torah Way, Northwest London, Kaf Tes Teves, 18th of January, Rabbi Yedidya Zulzbacher Shlita, the Bocha and the Mashgiach. This week's Torah was sponsored Lithuanian Simsal Mitzvah of Meshulam David Hakabroch Neriyoy. Yesterday, he wrote in his Hirov was Kainov, Rav Nachas, Menu Mekol Yotzech, Latzehim, Volanishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef, Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon Mechol, Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichro, Nodi, Brochot.
Morning. I'm just my father. So, I was speaking to someone, he was telling me when he was in Yeshiva, many years ago, so he used to sleep in a room with four or five bochum. And he said every day the mashkiach used to go around waking up the bochum for shachris. And shachris was 8 o'clock or something. So he used to go wake the olam up. So as I'm sure you can imagine, it's not the easiest task to wake up a bunch of teenagers, bochum. But the ma'aser, most chaver managed to get up, and that's what happened. So the ma'aser was one bocher who, whatever the mashkiach did, he just would not get up. Could try, could pull his cover, you could try water, you could give him musa shoes there in the morning, it wouldn't work. So, basically, the Mashgiach found out what happened was this bocher, he used to go to bed very late at night. Not much, one, two, sometimes he was learning, sometimes he was eating cholent and kegel, whatever it was, he'd stay up very late. So he went to bed so late, so obviously what happened was that by the time he got to sleep, he was mamash exhausted, he couldn't get up for shachar, it was impossible. So Mashkiach told him, so listen, you've got to get your act together. You have to start going to sleep early on time, then you can get up. Anyways, so after a few weeks, the Bocher came to Mashkiach and he said, you know, can I talk to you? I've been thinking it over. So Mashkiach thought, and he said, the Bocher's finally seen the light. He's probably got a whole program now, how he's going to go to bed early and work it all out. But unfortunately, that's not what the Bacha said. And the Bacha said to Mashgiach, he said, I thought about it, and I think you shouldn't wake me up anymore. So you should not wake me up anymore. So Mashgiach said, ah, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, I'm sure you don't. But, you know, this is a program. You have to get up for yeshiva. So he said, I hold that, I'll be halacha, you don't have to get me up. He said, why? He said, if I'm up in the middle of the night, let's say 11 o'clock, yeah? So you're going to tell me, oh, so go to bed, go to sleep now. Because if you don't go to sleep now, you won't get up for Shabbos. So the Bacha said, right now, at the moment, I've got no mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not Sezman Kriyishma, it's not Sman Kriyishma now. I've got no mitzvah of Kriyishma, I've got no mitzvah of Shabbos. So right now, it's a regular Tuesday night, 11 o'clock, I want to stay up, why can't I stay up? No, what are you going to say? That if I go to sleep late, I'm going to oversleep. He said, when it comes to Shabbos, then, because I just fell asleep, I'm knocked out cold. If I'm knocked out cold, it's impossible for me to get up. I'm an oinus. We all know, oinus have one apache. Today he says, if I'm an oinus, yeah, if you're sleeping, you can't do anything. You're not a chuyu in the mitzvahs. And mainly he says, so there's never a point of time that I'm doing something wrong. I can go to sleep late. I don't have a mitzvah now. I'll go to sleep. And when it comes the time of Kriyishma, or mitzvah Kriyishma, of a minion, say that. So now I'm sleeping, I'm an oinus. So why can't I do that? What's the problem? So Mashgiach said, very, very nice to tell you. But he said, what do you mean? The man said, you're putting yourself in a situation where you know jolly well if you go to sleep late, you can't get up, you're going to be oversleep. So yeah, you can't do such a thing. So, obviously Mashgiach wasn't very impressed with the Bacha Shekotaya, and he continued to try to wake him up. So I thought, maybe we can discuss a bit, see maybe it comes into the parasha as well, who's right? Is the Bacha right, or is the Mashgiach right? Obviously Mashgiach's always right, but I have to see whether the Bacha's got a point or not. Maybe Mashgiach wasn't right. So Mashav is Shainu, I thought maybe it's in the foolish Machrik is Shainu. It from the Gemara on Shabbos. I just want to say I saw a similar Shainu, not that with this Bacha, similar Shainu. Someone asked, let's say, listen Kohelet. Listen, he said as follows. He said, by Pesach night, he found it very difficult to eat matzah. He didn't enjoy, very, very hard to swallow, he didn't want to eat matzah. So he asked him, listen, he said he wanted to do as follows. He said, what can he go? He'll buy very strong sleeping tablets. And he'll come Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, he's going to take a few of the sleeping tablets. And that, so now comes Erev Pesach. He's got no mitzvah of matzah. He's not mechuyav the matzah now. So let him take the sleeping tablets. He'll be knocked that cold. And then by the time it comes matzah, then he's sleeping. He's an oinus. If he's an oinus, he's potter for matzah. Then he's okay. So it's the same kind of shayla, lechoyah is a bocha. And the Shem speaker, what's the yisoda shayla? Yisoda shayla lechoyah is, can someone purposely do something to bring upon himself a situation of an oinus? That means even if he knows for sure he's going to not be mekayim the mitzvah, or he's going to be oiva and issa, but at that point of time he's an oinus. So can you put yourself in a situation with full knowledge that you're not going to do the mitzvah, but at that point it'll be an oinus? Is it mutter to do? Oh. So I was thinking maybe it's a machlekes, it could be it's a machlekes in Shabbos. So the Gemara on Shabbos says as follows, Tana Rabbanan. Ein mafligin besvino pochus migimol yoyim koidim l'shabbos. The Gemara says halacha that a person cannot get into a boat 3 days before Shabbos, a ship. So let's say a ship's going on a journey, and he knows, let's say it's a cruise, yeah, we saw these cruises advertised, let's say it's a cruise which is going for 2 weeks. So he's for sure going to travel for the next 2 weeks, and he's going to travel on Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says that 3 days before Shabbos, he's not allowed to get into that boat. He shouldn't start his journey, because he knows he's going to travel on Shabbos. However, says the Gemara, but the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then it's mutter to go into the boat and go on his journey. Even though he knows for sure, he knows, has full knowledge, that this boat is going to travel for 7 days straight, and it comes out that on Shabbos he's going to be traveling throughout the sea.
Oh. What sleep is travelling on?
Oh, so that's what we're going to, that's what the Shalim talk about. So in this Mahalach Be'etzim, there's many, many Pshat in the Shalim. I think there's 8 Mahalachim in the Shalim here. We won't say all of them, don't worry. But just the Ikka Pshat I want to say is Ibn Chananel and the Rif here. So Ibn Chananel says, Yud Tes, Amud Aleph, Yud Tes. Yeah. So Ibn Chananel says, like we're asking, so what bechal is the issue of being on a boat on Shabbos? What's the problem? You can sit there with a table, nice tablecloth, make a nice Shabbos order, what's the problem? So Ibn Chananel says the problem is we're worried that he's going to be over the Issa Tchumen. We all know Issa Tchumen, that a person can't go out more than 2,000 amas, he can't go out more than a certain amount on Shabbos. It's an Issa Tchumen, it's a shayla in the Rishonim, it's a device of the Rabbanon, but there's an Issa Tchumen.
This is
Why is it Shushyachis? Is it? That's what Ibn Khaldun says. We're worried about Issus Chumim. Yeah. Could be other shayim tag a hold, that's not a problem. But Ibn Khaldun says that's a problem with Issus Chumim. And Meila says, Ibn Khaldun, that Be'etzim is a problem of going on a ship on Shabbos.
Where's the Chum?
Where does it start from?
He's in the middle of the sea.
Yes, I think the shayim discussed it.
So which Chum is he crossing?
Let's say when Shabbos comes in, let's say, wherever he is. Stone, wherever he is. And from there, when Shabbos kicks in, so from there he's got 2,000 hours.
Around the boat?
In whichever way.
On the boat itself, is called
the boat itself. Well, if the boat's 2,000 amas,
not 2,000.
It's not. Yeah, but no. But the boat's traveling. Oh, so you're saying because he's not walking? No, but the Ibn Khaldun's saying the actual boat that's traveling. Since you're on the boat, so we look at it as you're going chutzat chum, because you're a passenger on the boat, and the boat's going 2,000 amas. So that's a problem.
On the open sea, there's no
chum,
is there?
Ibn Khaldun says it is. So that's Ibn Khaldun's shita. However, says Ibn Khaldun, it comes out, the way Ibn Khaldun learns the Gemara, that it comes out that after beginning the Gemara says on the first 3 days, then it's mutter to go on the ship. You know, for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you want to go on a cruise, you want to start your cruise. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go on the ship and travel, even though you know that the ship is going to travel throughout Shabbos more than 2,000 amas. As they stay in Gemara. So the Rif brings up Ibn Khaldun, and the Rif says he asks, he's very upset with Ibn Khaldun, he asks a bunch of kashas. But his main kasha to Ibn Khaldun is, he says, I don't understand. If you're telling me there's a problem on Shabbos of Issus Chumim, that's a problem. So he says, then how on earth is it mutter to go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday into the boat? He said, you're going in a boat, you know for sure you're going to be over Issus Chumim, so it's a problem. How can you do that? And Mela, so the Rif is Mamash Chaylik, and he says, Alamai, there's no problem with Chumim, maybe like the swords that we're hearing now, there's no Issus Chumim, and he learns a different Shana Gemara. So, to answer the kashan of Ibn Khaldun, so the Bach, he brings both shittas, and the Bach and the Tur, he says the Teretz as follows. He says that you have to say Ibn Khaldun held as follows. Ibn Khaldun held that it's true, he's over Issus Chumim on Shabbos, but it comes out that on Shabbos itself, he's on the boat, and suddenly he looks around, and the boat's traveling at 2,000 amas. Held that Ibn Khaldun, what's he supposed to do? He's an oinos. He says, well, you should go to the captain, tell the captain to stop the boat, the captain's not going to listen to him. So what should he do? He should jump off the boat into the middle of the Arctic Ocean. He's not going to do that either, right? So he's oinus. What can he do? The Meila says the Bach, Pshat Ibn Khaldun, Ibn Khaldun holds his mutter to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to go. The last few days of the week. So Ibn Khaldun just says the last few days in Stam, it looks like a zilzal of Shabbos, that you don't care about Shabbos. But Be'etzim, theoretically, it's mutter to go in, because at the point of Shabbos, it'll be over the Issa, it'll be oinus. As is at the Bach. But comes out, therefore, the Rif, which does ask the question of Ibn Khaldun, the Rif Elamai is Chaylik on Ibn Khaldun. And the Rif says, you can't say such a shtickle to you. Very nice that on Shabbos you're oinus. Say that, but no one asked you to get on a boat in the first place. Don't go on the boat in the ship on Sunday, man. Then you won't get yourself in such a situation. So it comes out, this is a mafush from Chaylik to show you Ibn Khaldun and the Rif, Al Shaila. Can a person put himself in a situation where he knows to be over Issa Tchumin, but at that point of time will be your oinus? That according to Ibn Khaldun, l'choyer, it's mutter to do, and according to the Rif, l'choyer, it's osa to do. That's what comes out. So stam l'choyer, raya to Ibn Khaldun, is, you know, coming up to Purim, so it says that Esther said, Mordechai told Esther to go to Achashverosh. So Esther said, she said, kasher vadati or vodati. So the Gemara Megillah Darshans, ad achshav be'oynus ve'achshav be'rotzim, which means the Gemara says that it used to be Achashverosh used to force Esther to be mezana with her, to do be'ila, and that was be'oynus. She was be'oynus. She didn't have a choice, and Achashverosh used to come and force Esther to be mezana, so that's a problem. However, Esther said, now, Mota, you're telling me to go to Achashverosh, I'm my own rotzim. Achashverosh didn't summon Esther, and she was going out of her own will to Achashverosh, and she knew very well that probably what's going to happen is that she's going to go to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh is going to, right, he's going to be mezana with her, he's going to force her to do a be'ila. Meila, Esther's saying, now I'm doing a be'lotzim, until now I was forced, now I'm doing a be'lotzim. So, Rabbi Chonon in Kevet Tzaddis, he asks the question, he says, understand, Takapella, how on earth could Esther do that? How could Esther voluntarily go to Achashverosh, going into the lion's den, and she knows what's going to happen, she knows Achashverosh is going to be mezana with her, how is that mutter? If he comes and he forces you to be mezana, okay, what can you do? Only some on a patche, but to put yourself in such a situation, how can you do that? So L'choyer, he becomes remembers this, but L'choyer, that's Toyler on the Ibn Khaldun and the Rif. That means according to Ibn Khaldun, according to the Rif, Ibn Khaldun's got a good kasha. It means the Rif says, just like you can't go in a boat and cause yourself a situation of oinus, so why didn't Esther can't do it? Or according to Ibn Khaldun, that Ibn Khananul held that it's mutter to go put yourself in a situation of oinus, even though you know for sure that you're going to be over the Isat Khumim, it doesn't matter at this point of time, you're allowed to do it. Maybe it's mutter, so l'choy Esek could have done it as well. So how will the Rif learn the Gemara? So Bechonon then wants to say that Enacham Be'etzim, it was Taka Osa to, it was Osa for Esther to do. It's Osa for her to do. How could she do it? She wants to say, because there she was trying to say the whole of Kali Yisrael. So he's saying the whole of Kali Yisrael, he wants to say, he says it's like an Aveya Lishmo. He says, you're right, strictly speaking, it didn't go with the halachic parameters, but if you want to say the whole of Kali Yisrael, you don't have a choice, you have to do things. So that's the Chayyid, the two Mahachim in the Rishonim. Oh, so I think the Rif learns that we're not Choshesh for Tchumin. We're not Choshesh, whatever the problem is. He's got a whole interesting pshat. He learns pshat in the Gemara is a simple pshat. He says that when a person goes on a ship, he gets very seasick. And he says, the Matthias says, if a person goes on a ship, he gets seasick for 3 days. That's the Matthias. After 3 days, then your stomach calms down. So he says, if you're going to go the last few days of the week, and it comes Shabbos, you won't be Mekayim Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos means you have to be calm and not sicking up the whole time. So maybe you have to give yourself a 3-day leeway till you get used to the sea, and then you calm down, and then you can go. That's it. That's the real smahalak in the Gemara. Oh, so no, Tchum Vaisa is it's different shot of why Tchum and not. I don't know what the shot, he's not worried about Tchum. Yeah. Not worried about Tchum. Oh. So, back to our shayla of the bocher, we have the shayla as follows. We could actually push it that the machlokes, the bocher and the mashkiach, is a machlokes between the chalal and the rif. That means the mashkiach held at the rif that a person can't oversleep if you know for sure that through your oversleeping, you're going to get yourself in a situation of an oinus that you can't do. Mashkiach in the bocher. The bocher, if you hold like a bit of chanal, then the bocher's got a point, because the bocher can say, listen, now I don't have a mitzvah of kriyishma. There's a mitzvah, I say a kriyishma, there's a mitzvah of minyan, I don't have a chiyiv. So I can put myself in a situation, why not? I saw also some person discuss, let's say people go on holidays, and they go, in the middle of nowhere, and they go where there's no minyan. So everyone has their own preference. Some people, they love to go mamash family camps, and the more yidden the merrier. And some people, mamash chasa shalom, not to see any yid, mamash the whole holiday is ruined. But some people, they go in the middle of nowhere. And the shayla is, what happened to a minion? The choya is a chiva to daven with a minion. So it's daven, okay, but you have to daven with a minion. So one svar that you could say is that, like a b'nei chananel, that a person can, let's say he travels on Monday, 10 o'clock, he goes to the middle of the Lake District or something. Nah, he's not b'chuyiv in tefillah, he's not b'chuyiv in a minyan. He comes there, he wakes up, oh, I want to daven with a minyan now. He looks around, there's no one here. Okay, I'm oinus, what can I do? That means you can put yourself in a situation, even not. The man is, minyan stam is not, it's not your problem, because Pashas the vote is that Chazal will only mechayev you if you have 10 people. That means if you're in a place where there's no 10 people, then there's no chiyiv b'chlal. It's not because there's a chiyiv and you're oinus. Chazal never gave you a chiyiv if you don't have 10 people. So that could be minyan different. Oh, but the ma'aser, I was thinking it could be that the machlokes rif and Ibn Khanal is not so simple to compare it to the shayla of the bocha and the mashkiach in yeshiva. And it could be like this. It could be Rabbi Makdim Mekasha, the Shulchan Aruch in Yehudeyim, passing the shayla as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, we all know it's a mitzvah of kisu adam. So a person does shchita. So after shchita, then he's mechuyev. The blood comes out. He has to cover the blood with offer, different kinds of offer. The Gemara discusses, but that's all mitzvah. Say, learn from the shofach. There's a mitzvah to cover the blood. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if someone's in a place where there is no offer. There's no offer. So he's going there. He's in the desert somewhere. There's no offer, and he wants to eat. So what should he do? So the Gemara says that he's lo yishchut, he should not shecht. Lo yishchut b'mokim the ain't no offer. As they said, Shulchan Aruch. And the Ma'aser said, there's no one's chedek on the halacha. And the Gaon there says, Pashas and Mufush, Gemara there, by Holach Bamidbar, that's the halacha. So I saw the Shem Eger, he brings the Shulchan Aruch, and on Shem Eger on the side, he asks the Kasha. So he doesn't bring up in Chalman the Rif. He's bringing a Modcha there, which has a similar idea. And he says, he doesn't understand, why not? He says, why can't you say the same story that we're saying? That means when you come to Shechta Behemoth, When you shecht the pavement now, when you want to shecht it, now there's no mitzvah of kisva adam. Yeah? There's no blood here yet. There's no mitzvah of kisva adam. Pashas, it's fate mitzvah. There's no chiyah now. I've got a mitzvah of shechita. Okay, so you know, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go and shecht it. What's going to happen? I'm going to shecht it. Oh, now the blood's going to pour out. So now, okay, I've got a mitzvah of kisva adam. So what would I do? I look around. Is there any offer here? No, there's no offer. Okay, so I'm an oinus. If I'm an oinus, I'm potter. I don't have to cover the blood. So what's the problem? When is there ever a point of time? Let me go and shecht. And then I'll be potter. It's bishlam if you learn at the riff that a person cannot put himself in a situation where he knows that he's going to mevatel a mitzvah or be over an issa if he's an oinus. So then you know very well once you shecht it, don't be silly. You know when you shecht it, you're going to be a kiss. You can't kiss it, and you can't do it. But according to Ben Chana, what's the difference? Just like I can go into a ship, even though I know for sure I'm going to be over issa tchumin, I'm an oinus. So what then by shechita? I'll shecht it. Even though I know for sure that after shechita I won't be in the mitzvah of kiss, I'm an oinus. Why not? What's the problem? Sefer Hashem Eilu. And he blives Sorachim Cotton, he says. So so I think maybe we can answer with a Meshech Chochma on this week's Sedra. Moedig Meshech Chochma. So I'm saying the Meshech Chochma, when he printed his Sefer, he said that really he wanted to print the Meshech Chochma first. Yeah. Lemaise, he said if he prints Meshech Chochma first, then no one's going to take it seriously. Everyone's going to say, another Alatoya Sefer, nice Vertelich. So he said, first he printed the Samech to show the world that he knows how to learn. And once the Olam saw he knows how to learn, then he printed the Meshech Chochma that the Olam will take it seriously. So Meshech Chochma, especially in these parashas, mamash every line, every word is mamash Yesodis. So Meshech Chochma says, the pasuk at the end of the parasha says, it's talking about Tefillin, and the pasuk says, Loshon says, V'hoi l'zikon yomim yomima, the Gemara says. So the Tefillin should be yomim yomima. It should be always. So the Mechilta dashens from Yom Yomimo. The Mechilta has got a Gzeir Shabbat. Yom Yomimo, Nehme Khan, Yom Yomimo, and a different place, Yom Yomimo. And the Mechilta says Yom Yomimo means once every 12 months, once a year. Says the Mechilta that Mikan, that a person should check his tefillin once every 12 months. That's what you should do. Now, don't think we passed on, I say, but as they say, Mechilta, once every 12 months, a person has to check his tefillin. I mean, even though strictly speaking, it's tefillin, but etzim, you think about it, it's tefillin, it's kosher. You checked it once, it's got a cheskas kasher. So it's okay. Why should it be choishes? Maybe something happened to my tefillin. So the achoinim, so the Mishkanes Yaakov wants to say, and we see from here, big yisoid. And he said, we see from here that even if strictly speaking, you don't have to be choishes for something. That means that if something's kosher, you have a mezuzah, but etzim, it's kosher. And there's no reason to be choishes for something. But after became, the Torah is mechayiv you to go the extra mile and check that it's okay. And made the mission is Yaakov wants to pass him from here. Let's say you have a behemoth. And behemoth, you've got a suffix, is it a treifa or not? And our people, you've weighed behemoths, yeah, are born healthy, they're not born treifa, there's not a problem with it. So it is, do you have to be cautious? Maybe there's a slight percent chance, maybe out of my control, it'll become a treifa. So I could have said, no, it's out of your control. Yeah, normal thing is it's not a treifa, you're okay. Says Mishkan Yaakov, we see from the Mechilta in this week's Pasha, not like that. Because just like my tefillin, even though strictly speaking one could say, listen, I don't have to check, my tefillin's okay, that's it. But after it became, no, says the Torah, don't rely on that, go and check. Maybe who I didn't when it comes to a treifa, and you want to know, should you check if the behemoth is a treifa or not? Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, you have to check. Because you have to be choishes for a meal. Oh, so Meshech Chochma brings Mishkanes Yaakov, and he says that, no, it's not a raya. And he wants to say, no, avada by tefillin, azeish dey mechilta, by tefillin you have to check, even if it's mamash 1% chance, you have to check. Oba by treifa, when you got a sophic, is it behemoth, a treifa or not, then you do not have to check. So what's a chiluk? So he says, a big yisoid, and he says, the whole din of oinus, what we're discussing, what does oinus mean? Oinus means that someone can't do something, it's not his fault, what can he do? You can't blame him. And he says, it's very different if you're discussing an issa or a mitzvah. And he says, an issa, and the Torah said, don't do an aveira. So what's an aveira? An aveira means, Hashem said, you've got a choice to do something, to do A, to do B. And I'm telling you, don't eat a piece of chazer. So maybe if you've got a choice, and you decide, I'm going to go and eat a piece of chazer, you've done an aveira. The aveira is that you were a naughty person, right? You didn't listen. And maybe if someone's in a situation of oinus, that means he can't help it. Yeah? Someone's forcing him to do it. So it comes out that there's such a person was not even aveira. Because the whole aveira is, you had a choice, you had a bechira, and you didn't listen to Hashem. If I didn't have a choice, someone forced me, someone held a gun, okay, what can I do? I'm oinus. So therefore, in the get of oinus, I haven't done aveira bechira. However, says Meshech Chochma, when it comes to a mitzvah, he's talking about this person has a mezuzah, and let's say a flash flood comes and ruins his mezuzah, and it was out of his control. So, do we have tainus in him? Why did it happen? Of course not. It was obvious in the chol, it's oinus. But at the end of the day, if I ask you, was this person mekayim the mitzvah aseh on mezuzah? He wasn't. We can't, you're not going to go to Gehenna for it. We can't punish you for it. But lemaisa, you are mekayim the mitzvah. By a mitzvah, the Torah wanted the actual action. Yeah, my rounds and nusach is the Torah wants the kinyan ha-maisa. The Torah wants the mitzvah. So you can have all excuses in the world. Lemaisa, you haven't done a mitzvah. And there's a famous line from Abchaim. Comes out better in Yiddish, but Chaim says it. So he met someone, he said, no, he was in the Lashon Yeshiva, and he said that you're learning, you're Talmud Chacham. And so the man started saying, yeah, you don't understand, with tithers, with panosa, with that and that, almost impossible. So Chaim said, oinus you could be, but it might see not Talmud Chacham. That means he's trying to say, you can have all the excuses in the world, but if the Torah wants a positive thing from you, then oinus doesn't give you that. Oh, so Mele, Meshacham wants to use this Yisoyin, you don't say Mele Gezach, Geshmak Gezach, he says, and the Gemara in Nidah says that it's mutter to, when you have a dead person, it's mutter to bury a dead person with tachrichin of kelayim. You can put on tachrichin of kelayim, isa the rice of kelayim, you can put the kelayim on the knees. It's Tosfos in Nidah, ask the Kasha. He says, we all know a famous Gemara, the one Bracha says, the two Tanoim were walking through the Beis HaKvaros, and one had his tzitzis hanging out. So the one Tanoim said to the other, no, put your tzitzis in. So he said, why should I put my tzitzis in? So he said, because it's lab nerosh, it means you are you're mocking the mason. Why? You're walking around and the mason was there. And the mason says, listen, look, he can do a mitzvah. I can't be mekayim a mitzvah. Some mentioned they say about the Gaon, just before he died, a few minutes before he took the tzitzit in his hand and he started crying away. And he said, look, mamash, oinam azeh, such an easy mitzvah you can do to wear tzitzit. And oinam abor, whatever you can do, you can't do anything like that. Some agaponim. The Gemara says you can't walk around with tzitzis because you're making fun of the mason. The mason can't do tzitzis, and you're doing mitzvah. Maybe you're pushing it in the face. Fakteis, I don't understand. It's a cold skin. You're telling me tzitzis, you can't walk around because you're making fun. Ah, but kilayim, you're putting on this mason. It's a kilayim. You're putting on a beggar of kilayim. How can you do that? Look, it's cold skin. It's language. The mason's going to be fuming away. Yeah, he's lying there with kilayim. How can you do that? I'm saying fakteis. Says Meshach Chacham, according to his Yisoid, it's beautiful. He says, Be'etzim, when you come to Kelayim, what's the problem? The problem is the mace is going to say, ah, I'm wearing Kelayim, don't put Kelayim on me. He says, the mace, Einach Ha'oinus, God of Mizum. He's dead. What can he do? He's like, he's standing there stiff, yeah, you can't do anything. And someone forces a beggar to Kelayim. So he's going to come to, he's up in Shemayim already, and he's going to say, oh, you had Kelayim. He's going to say, what can I do? I'm Ha'oinus. I didn't want to put Kelayim on. Someone forced Kelayim on me, yeah, it's not my choice. Yeah, but the mace didn't do it.
No, but the person has made climb.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that
wrong? Making climb is a problem? Yeah. Is it? Passion's to the visual, then. So. Yeah, you get a guy to do it. Okay. Anyways, so Mamela, Mamela says, when it comes to his suim, someone's like, oh, you haven't done anything wrong, it's not my way, it's garnish, it's not loud the wish. Why do you say the same about tzitzis? A tanner's walking around, he's wearing tzitzis. Oh, the mace is going to get upset, you can't wear tzitzis. Say the same thing. The mace is oinus, you can't do tzitzis. He's a mace, you can't do anything. The teretz is, oh, there's a mech. It's true the mace is oinus. But when it comes to a positive mitzvah, tzitzis is a mitzvah, it's not an issa, they're very nice your oinus. But the mace, you weren't the kind of mitzvah. And there is a bit, somewhat of a bitter mitzvah going on. We're not going to punish you, we don't have a tain on you. But at the end of the day, you weren't the kind of mitzvah. The Mele says it's a meach, that's why by mitzvahs the mace gets upset, even though it's oinus. But by Yisurim, the person's oinus, it's garnish keton, he didn't do anything wrong. Mele by climb, it's mutter, there's no laboration, it's not. The Mele says it's a meach, back to the Shaila of Tfilin, he says, the etzim, like you said, by treifa, the person's been supek, whether it's a treifa or not. The etzim, he does not have to be choishish. Maybe it's a treifa. Why? You know why? Because like an oinus. He says, roi behemoths are not treifas. Yeah? Roi behemoths are okay. So what? You've got a chashash. Maybe this behemoth is a treifah. Says, you don't have to be chashash for some wacky possibility. Maybe it's a treifah. It's beyond my control. The Mechilta says in this week's parsha, tefillin you have to check. Tefillin is because tefillin is a mitzvah. Treifah is an issa of tafas. Tefillin is a mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah. If it's a positive mitzvah, really, you can't have it. You can't say I'm an oinus. Okay, you're oinus. It doesn't matter. But if the Torah wanted the positive mitzvah to do, then you have to go above and beyond and make sure you do the mitzvah. So by tefillin, you are mechuyav to check to be chayish for a slight case, and issurim or treifa not. Maybe it could be. I was thinking, right, the Meshech Chochma, it could answer kashu asma ben chenan. Or asma ben chenan. Ben chenan says you can get into a boat and go, even though you don't on Shabbos, you're oive issurim. You're oive issur tchumim. You're allowed to go. That means you can put yourself in a situation of oinus, Even though you're this. So we asked, why is it? Shlomo Eger asked, why is it? But Kisa Adam, why can't you say the same thing? I'll go and shift. I have a mitzvah Kisa Adam now. Oh, I have a mitzvah. I'm an oinus. There's no offer now to cover the blood. I'm an oinus. Because it could be the whole Rabbeinu Chananel is only by Yisurim. By Yisurim, by a boat, what's the nidin there? The discussion is an Issa Tchumin. An Issa Tchumin, if you're an oinus, you haven't done anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. If you haven't done anything wrong, says Rabbeinu Chananel, you can lechatchila put yourself in such a situation. Masha'ik, when it comes to mitzvahs, like the Yisrameach says, by mitzvah, there's no ptur of oinus. Very nice, you're oinus, but a mice, you haven't done a mitzvah. You mevachel the mitzvah. We can't punish you for it, but a mice, there is some kind of bitter mitzvah going on. There's no ptur of oinus by mitzvahs. So by kisra adam, where there's a mitzvah deraisa, there you can't put yourself in a situation because you're causing a bitter mitzvah. Remember, back to the bochel mashkiach, yeah, that's where we have to end off, the mashkiach's right. That it can't be that even according to Ben Chananel, the bocher cannot oversleep. Why? Because by the bocher we're discussing is suing, we oversleep, so it's an oversleeping. What's the it? Depends who you ask, but what's the issue of oversleeping? That you mevatel the mitzvah of Kriyashma. A person's got a mitzvah of Kriyashma b'zmanoi, so he's mevatel that mitzvah. Oh, when it comes to positive mitzvahs, then Rabbi Nechanel's masking, like by Kisra Adam, you can't put yourself in a situation of oinus if you know there's going to be a bitter mitzvah. Only by Sulim, when there's an Aveira, then you can put yourself in a situation of oinus that it wasn't over the Issa. But to go to Chatchila and put yourself that you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah, that could be Rabbi Nechanel's masking, and therefore the Bocha, the Choya, should get up on time.
I know. Eaten by your.